And welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. First story this hour takes us to Lebanon, where the leader of Hezbollah movement says the execution of prominent Shia cleric Sheikh Nemr reveals the Saudi regime's true face of terrorism, takfirism, and hatred.
This act and this message presents Saudi Arabia more than any time before. It shows Saudi Arabia's true face to the world, the face of oppression, the face of criminality, the face of terrorism, the face of takfir, the takfiri face. It does this every day, not just on a day when it killed Sheikh Nimr. The execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr shows to the Arab and Islamic world, it sends a message to the Arab and Islamic world. What is this message? A message in blood, with the sword, with beheadings.
Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah said the Al Saud dynasty, which is unjustly ruling the Arabian Peninsula, forbids any form of discussion or criticism. He added that Nimr was silenced for rightly and courageously criticizing Riyadh and demanding reforms in the kingdom. Nasrallah said Riyadh is mistaken to think that executing a reformist cleric who never sought violence can be ignored or taken lightly. He warned that the blood of Nimr and all others unjustly killed as a result of this takfiri ideology will haunt the Saudis down and put an end to the Al Saud rule. Nasrallah also warned all Muslims that Al Saud is seeking Shia Sunni division and urged religious clerics all over the world to beware not to make Nimr's execution a sectarian issue. Crossing over to Beirut, joined by Mr. Ibrahim Mousavi, political analyst. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, let's start with one of the main points of Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah's speech, with basically talking about that everyone, all Muslims, should be diligent and not to basically play the game that the Saudis have initiated, trying to ignite division in the Muslim community, and that everyone must remain united.
Indeed, this is a very important message at this juncture of history, at this sensitive moment. When Sayyid Nasrallah talks, we hear the voice of reason, we hear the voice of wisdom, and we hear the voice of responsibility. Those who are responsible for the Ummah, for the nation, for the people, they should be diligent, they should be very aware of what they say, and when they say, and to who they say. The message that should be sent, that this unjust ruling of the Saudi dynasty, those supporters of the takfiri groups, the oppression against the Saudis, whether Shia Muslims or non-Shia Muslims, and we know very well when we talk about the Saudis that there are many who are outside the country. You go to Europe and see how many have applied for asylum, political asylum, the money of the asylum seekers. So you're talking here about a national crisis that is taking place when the Saudi rulers are oppressing their own people. They are trying at the same time to say that this is a conflict between the Shias and the Sunnis. The execution of Sheikh Nimr Baqir al-Nimr and the execution of every single Yemeni individual, regardless of his age, regardless of his belonging on the factional and on the confessional level, tells you that this is a kind of attack against humanity. That's why it is very important to highlight the direction of the message. The message that we should not be misled by what they are trying to do. They are trying to sow the seeds of discord and sedition among the people, among the Arabs, among the Muslims. We should not be in any way under the pressure or under the impact of the Saudi propaganda.
And Mr. Mousavi, another point, basically, that Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah also talked about the desperation of the Saudi regime, and that with the spilling of the blood of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr and other innocent people, it is the beginning of the end of the Saudi regime. Your perspective on that point, sir?
This is a very clear point and a very evident point. We know very well when you are strong enough, then you can handle the problems that you go through. when a kingdom that when a dynasty that has billions and billions, tens and hundreds of billions of dollars that they spend in order to annihilate Yemen and the civilization in Yemen and the Yemeni people, when they have all these F-16s that are being supplied to them by the Americans, why would they go and execute Sheikh Nimr? If they are afraid of a voice of one man, when they wage wars against the vicinity, against their neighbors, when they go and invade Bahrain against the will of the Bahraini people, trying to support the regime of Al-Khalifa, when they go and send the booby-trapped cars into Iraq, when they interfere in the, here and there, when they try to topple an authorized and a legitimate government in Syria by supporting the Takfiri groups, this all tells you that, and when they do all of these wars and they go to execute a man who has always been preaching for change, for political rights via peaceful means, via political means, this tells you that they are very weak. Yes, indeed, this is a very important indicative, this is a very important and evident reason and proof that they are very weak and they are accumulating more and more mistakes that is going to bring their end in a more hasty way than expected.
All right, thank you so much for being with us. Out of Beirut, political analyst, Mr. Ibrahim Mousavi.